afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. I appreciate you all showing up here in the middle of the day. Thank you so much. There are a litany of folks behind us, many of whom hold elected office. To go through that whole list would be a long one. So I just want to welcome everybody behind me. We have a lot of our elected officials back here to show support for our next Senator, Daphne Jordan. Yeah. Her campaign, well, officially, it's been underway for a while now, but official kickoff here, and we're going to bring Daphne up in a few minutes to speak, of course. But first, I want to bring up our new and future Assemblyman, Jake Ashby. Now, Jake, where is he? I know he's tall. He's back there. Jake had the unfortunate task of replacing me in the assembly, but he's doing a phenomenal job. Jake won a special election this spring that was held after I took office here as county executive, and Jake is filling not filling the shoes. Maybe he has to fill the mouth, I think, is what it is. But he's doing certainly a great job filling the shoes. That's for sure. As I was honored to do when I went in and kind of was able to pick up the mantle from some great folks here, some great public servants here in Rensselaer County, Neil Kelleher, Senior, and Pat Casale, who held the seat for quite some time. So it was an honor for me to be there, and I know Jake's loving every minute of it, doing a great job. And as we said to Jake when he started this thing, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to win this thing, and then you're going to have to turn around and run again. And that's what he's doing now. So, which is actually kind of beneficial, because Jake's out there, Daphne's going to be out there, our great gubernatorial candidate, Mark Molinaro, who's here as well. So that's a great team and a great ticket for us. So I want to bring up Jake right now, let Jake say a few words and let you know what he's up to and what a great job he's doing. Everybody, Jake Ashley.
It's great to be here today. Thank you, County Executive McLaughlin. We're all here today for Daphne Jordan. And, you know, Steve is right in saying it's been a little bit of a transition going into the State Assembly. But, you know, I couldn't ask for a better partner when I came in there with Senator Marchione and Daphne, who has, you know, tremendous experience on the legislative side of things. And I can't think of a better ticket to be running with Daphne and Mark Molinaro. That being said, when we look at what's going on in our state government today, they're kind of making it easy for us. They're setting the bar kind of low. But the candidates that we have right now going up against this are some great people and some great candidates. And I'm grateful for the support. And I know that Daphne is going to do a tremendous job as our state senator.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for coming out today, and I look forward to seeing you out there on the campaign trail, and let's get it done. Let's get this done for New York.
Thank you, Jake. I said I was going to go through the whole list, but we have a number of our legislators here. Carmelo Mantello, our city council president, is here. Pat Russo, our great sheriff, is here. Very important, our sheriff, and Frank Marola, our great county clerk. And a whole bunch of our legislators, which I certainly appreciate. And the reason Frank and Pat are so important is because this is a county that honors and believes and supports the Second Amendment. Is never going to change as long as we can maintain our victories here in Rensselaer County. If we make a mistake, if the public makes a mistake and turns this county over to the Democrats, you see what will happen. You see that they will attack the Second Amendment because it's what they do. That's their party platform. That is what they do. That is what they run on. That is what the governor runs on constantly. Ill-informed SAFE Act that was a complete disaster, the worst law I've ever seen. And after spending 7 years in Albany, that's saying something. The worst law I've ever seen. I was proud to stand against that. Mark Molinaro stood up against that. He's not in favor of that, of course. We believe in people's right to keep and bear arms as the Constitution says. So. And our DA, Joel Abelov, who's also up for election this year, we need to support Joel so that we do not let this slip into the hands of a person that would absolutely be part and parcel of the Democrat mantra of attacking the Second Amendment. So, and also, I don't want to forget our terrific Congressman, John Faso, who is also running for re-election. Very, very important that we stand strong and we get our people out and we get them to the polls. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce the head of our ticket this year. This is Mark Molinaro. When I first got elected to the Assembly, Mark was our floor leader. And Mark had an annoying habit of saying, McLaughlin, vote. But that's only because it wasn't in my seat to vote most of the time. No, Mark did a great job of mentoring me and showing me the ropes and showing me how to get things done and showing me who to talk to down there. And he handled himself very well, with a lot of class and a lot of dignity on the floor, made our points as a conference very well, debated, and we always said down there, we may not have won the vote, but we certainly won the argument. We won the debates over and over and over, and that was in large part due to Mark Molinaro's leadership on the floor of that assembly. He did a great job of keeping us all in line. He would tell you it's like herding cats. I mean, the poor guy would go hours and hours and hours. Nobody would even get him a cup of coffee. But unfortunately, I did, Mark, but the rest of them, no.
They were kind, you know, the nice ones.
But Mark did a great job. He knew who hadn't voted. He knew what we needed to do. But here's what he didn't do. He never said, I need you to vote this way. It was always, vote your conscience, just get the vote in. Just vote your conscience. And that's what we did down there. So Mark did a terrific job for us as an assemblyman. And then he went on, as I did, to become a county executive down in Dutchess County, and really did a great job of revamping things down there and getting the economy rolling down there and really showing some positive growth and some positive leadership. That is exactly what we need to happen here statewide. All of us look around and we see the decline. We see people leaving. We see moving vans. That's the number one industry in New York, is moving vans. People heading out of here. I was just in Nashville last week. There are cranes everywhere. There's growth all over the place. That's exactly what can happen in New York with the right leadership. And we've had 8 years of the wrong leadership. We've had 8 years of going in the wrong direction. We've had 8 years of people saying, not I love New York, but I left New York. They're heading out of here. And that is a problem because we know how great this place is, we know how great it can be, and we know what we can return to being, which is great. The Empire State, not the Vampire State. We can do it, but we have to make the right choice. I know everybody in this room will do that, but the mission right now is to spread the word to everybody out there throughout all of the state. We know Rensselaer County is going to come through for Mark Molinaro. We know that. They will do it, but we need to make sure that we run up the score here in Rensselaer County, we dominate all over the state, and we send a message not only to New York State, but to the rest of this country that New York is back on track. And the man to do that is a man I'm proud to introduce and call my friend, our next governor, Mark Molinaro.
Steve, I know it's hard to believe, was the nice one. I spent 6 years in the New York State Assembly, and I can tell you it is as bad as many of you think it is, which is why we need more people like Steve, and we need more people like Daphne and others, and Jake, in the state legislature representing the good people of the state of New York. Let me offer you this. I'm very, very flattered that Steve had some really nice things to say about me, and I'm thrilled. And yes, we're going to run hard, and we're going to win this November. But I want to be perfectly clear. I'm here for one reason alone, and that is to stand firmly with Daphne Jordan, your next state senator. Yeah. Not only does she know the people of the district, she knows the way to move good policy. And she knows to stand up to those who think that public service is all about them. And we've had too many elected officials who think that every problem can be solved from the state capitol. Daphne Jordan understands that the solutions to the problems facing the people of the state of New York, the solutions of those problems come from the people of the state of New York. And the only way that we move great ideas and make great policy is to empower the people of this state. So let's paint a picture. It was only a few months ago that the governor, now in his eighth year of service, you know, my wife told me, you know, after 8 years, you get to know somebody pretty well, which is convenient because we've known each other for 8 years and she's still with me. After 8 years, you know exactly what you're dealing with. It was only a few months ago that the governor announced, and this is a direct quote, that he is the government. He said, "I am the government." No, sir, you are not. You are simply a temporary steward. Your time is up. The people of the state of New York are the government, and we're going to give them their government back. But think about what that means. That means that this individual from the second floor of a state capitol, behind lock and key, behind gate, thinks that the solutions to the problems facing the people come from him and him alone. He said so. Yet paint the picture that Steve mentioned, right? New York State and New Yorkers are the most overtaxed people in America. We shoulder the highest burden of taxation of any state in the country. We have perhaps the most corrupted state government in the country. And these things, these decisions, these policies, these results that we have seen for the last 8 years makes New York the leader in out-migration. We lose more New Yorkers to other parts of the country than any other state in the country. And as the governor talks about breaking up families, and I admit it, breaking up families is devastating. Well, the policies of this administration have been breaking up families across the state of New York, forcing our young people to graduate from high school and college to go find work someplace else, forcing parents and grandparents to go desperately find someplace else to retire. And moms and dads and grandmas and granddads are watching their kids and grandkids grow up on computer screens. Enough is enough. And now, without a Republican majority in the state Senate, without fighters like Jake, without a state senator like Daphne Jordan, this governor and this state legislature wants to take over healthcare. They want government-run healthcare, a $92 billion tax on the people of the state of New York. They can't even run the trains in New York City, and they want to be responsible for your healthcare. And speaking of the trains in New York City, the lifeblood of the greatest city on the face of the earth. And when the governor was asked why they couldn't fix it, why the trains weren't running on time, why the subways were deteriorating, his response was to blame taxpayers. He said it's their fault. They didn't want to pay for it. No, sir, that is wrong. And whether it is the SAFE Act or any other piece of legislation, if he doesn't get his way, what does he do? He forces it down the throats of the people of the state of New York. And when given the opportunity, like when he pardoned 32,000 felons, sexual predators, rapists, cop killers, when he pardoned them and then instructed parole officers with badges and guns to go out and say, register to vote, as if that wasn't offensive enough, when confronted by it, his answer is, if I went to the state legislature, they wouldn't adopt it. The people would oppose it. Yes, sir, that's called democracy. And if you don't like it, perhaps you should find another line of work.
Yeah.
And so I'm here today because there are people who love the state of New York and understand that our greatest asset are not the politicians in Albany. They're not the insiders who take advantage. They're not the power brokers who think that government is simply about donating to a politician so the governor can give you access to state resources. No, there are actual New Yorkers like Daphne Jordan, like Jake Ashby, and so many others who believe in the people of the state of New York. That at the end of the day, that every problem facing us can be solved if we just set aside our differences and focus on bringing people together. This governor wants to wipe clean the Senate majority. Why? Because he's had enough. He's divorcing them because he needs to move on to run for president. No, listen, the state of New York deserves a robust debate. It deserves good and decent people from downstate making their case. But it also deserves great voices like Daphne Jordan representing the people of this district, standing up for the people of this district, speaking up for upstate New York, speaking up for those who the governor said only 4 years ago had no place in the state of New York. The people of the state of New York have had enough. They understand that after 8 years, the governor has wasted billions of dollars and created so little in jobs that farmers in this district and upstate have been struggling so hard and want opportunities and markets opened up. Instead, dairy farmers across upstate New York get a suicide hotline. They understand average ordinary New Yorkers like me, average ordinary New Yorkers like Daphne, understand that it is up to us to take our state government back, to hold it accountable, and to send those who think corruption is a sport out onto the streets, off into the sidewalks, and give up, force them out of government. It's why, by the way, I am going to absolutely demand an up or down vote on term limits. Enough is enough. The people of the state of New York deserve the power. They deserve a government that's accountable. So I'm going to say this. You know who's going to hold them accountable? You know who's going to hold the power brokers accountable? You know who's going to take to task those who think that public service is about abusing the public trust? Your next state senator, Daphne Jordan. She's going to fight every day for the small businesses. We're going to make New York number one for farmers and small businesses again. We're going to ensure that there's accountability and transparency in government. And damn straight, we're going to make sure that the people who pay the bills in the state of New York are respected again. So, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, you can clap for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, go out into the streets and tell your friends and your family, tell those regardless of a political party, enough is enough. 8 years is all that's necessary, and now yesterday is over, tomorrow is coming, and the next state senator to represent the great people of this district is Daphne Jordan.
Tough act to follow. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Before I get underway, I'd like to thank my husband, Phil, who's here with me, and my two sons, Lane and James, who give me all the support and love that you could ask for. And most important, just speaking about where we are today, we're here at the Veterans of Lansingburg, and let me say something that you may hear but probably don't hear often enough, and that's thank you. Thank you to America's true heroes, our military veterans. They've served and sacrificed in harm's way to defeat terror and defend freedom, and it's our freedom. We owe our veterans and all our current members of the armed forces and their families a debt that can never be repaid. And Jake is a veteran, and I just like to point that out. We have, who is a veteran here? I know we have several. Thank you so much. Our freedom's not free. It's paid for in the blood and sacrifice of American patriots. Freedom is precious and vital to what it means to be an American. The freedom of families to decide for themselves how to spend their hard-earned money. The freedom of job creators to start or grow a business. The freedom of every New Yorker to use their God-given talents, work hard, and reach for their dreams. I'm running for the state Senate's 43rd district, and I plan to bring what I learned creating and running my own businesses to the state Senate to help realize the goal of freedom of families, job creators, and every New Yorker. I hope to put that hands-on experience to work for the local job creators that are working hard every day, but are finding that Albany, all too often, is hampering their ability to grow and prosper. I want to thank Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin. What did he just for his strong leadership that is already charting a bold, bright future for Rensselaer County. From saving taxpayer dollars to making a government more efficient and accountable, to attracting global businesses like Amazon to create nearly 1,000 jobs right here in Rensselaer County. County Executive McLaughlin's strong leadership and the leadership of the Rensselaer County Republicans has put Rensselaer County on a course for incredible success and prosperity. The road to the Senate's 43rd district runs through Rensselaer County. and I am honored to be a part of your team. I'd also like to recognize some of the people that weren't recognized previously. I was going to name them all, but Steve did that. And I'd just like to point out and name the Rensselaer County legislators, because they have been with me everywhere that I go in Rensselaer County, and they've made me feel like family. So, Rensselaer County legislators, Kim McPherson, Scott Bendett, Tom Grant, my good friend and workmate Dan Casal, Bob Loveridge, and Todd Tespin. I'd like to recognize a very good friend of mine, long before I even lived in New York, who had a similar small business like mine, and that's Christine Benedict, who also happens to be the Republican County Chairwoman in Albany County. So, this is a fantastic team we have working for us already, and I can't wait to be a part of this team down in Albany, where I can make a difference for all our families. A special addition to this winning team is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, and I thank him for being here today. His words are right on. New York State needs Mark as our next government, as our next governor. Mark understands New York, and he understands that it needs a new direction, a better direction. He's been an outstanding executive in Dutchess County. He closed an inherited $40 million budget gap, made government smaller, smart, and more efficient, and provided 4 years of property tax cuts. Mark puts people first, not politics. He's the governor New Yorkers need and we deserve, and he will be our next governor. I'm proud to stand here today with all of you to make this announcement and kick off what promises to be an exciting and hard-fought campaign. The next state senate must continue to serve as a much-needed check and balance to Governor Cuomo, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and their Democrat cronies. The last time they were in charge was a disaster for our state. They increased taxes and spending, leaving taxpayers with a massive budget deficit. In fact, there were 124 tax and fees that were increased, which cost taxpayers $14 billion. And then they spent and they spent and they spent until there was a $13 billion budget gap. And that was despite raising the billions that they did in taxes. We can't expect them to work to lift our upstate economy or to defend our values or our way of life here in the upstate. The majority of my adult life has been spent working in the private sector, running two successful small businesses that employed 14 people. As a businesswoman, I know what it's like to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. Your employees and their families rely on you, so it's your responsibility when you're a business owner, and you can't take that lightly. Running a business, I also know firsthand the needless and endless hassles that job creators, large and small, endure. I also know why it's so important that government, especially state agencies, be a productive partner, not a painful job-killing roadblock. I'll draw upon my experience as a small businesswoman and work hard to strengthen our economy and to support job creators. I know and can speak their language and will make sure that they have a strong voice in me in Albany. As a mom, I know how hard families work, how they sacrifice and save, offer a better, brighter future for their children. I also know how important tax cuts and regulatory reform are for New York to have a stronger, more competitive economy so we can keep our kids here. No parent wants to raise their children, to see them forced to leave here, to go to another state to find a job, start a career, and raise a family. But today that's all too common for parents throughout upstate and New York, and it needs to end. It needs to end now. I'll proudly proudly preserve our Second Amendment, honor our military veterans, and ensure they receive the respect and assistance that they have earned. I'll work to ensure our law enforcement have the support, resources, and laws required to protect families, crack down on criminals, and help stop the raging heroin and opioid epidemic that's racing through our communities. As a mom who believes in public safety, I stand against the pardoning of cop killers and other violent criminal predators. It's just plain common sense. I look forward to a productive partnership with the Rensselaer County Republican team, a team that knows how to fight, and more importantly, knows how to win. But we can't do this alone. It will take all of us. That work starts today. So anyone that's here, we hope you grab a lawn sign and sign up to volunteer in our door-to-door or any of our other grassroots activities, and you'll make the difference in this race. I do need your help. The Senate Republican majority and Assembly Republicans are the last line of defense for upstate taxpayers. This is our fight. I'm asking you to join me, join Jordan, and be a part of the grassroots campaign. Together, we will achieve a better New York State and deliver more opportunities, affordability, and security for all New Yorkers.
Exactly why the people are going to react accordingly and vote for the Republican ticket this fall. Some great words, Daphne. Thank you. Terrific. Daphne Jordan's going to do a great job for us. Senator Marchione did a great job for us. And for Daphne to step up and take on this challenge, we're very thankful of that. We know what a grind it can be on the family, so we thank the family as well, because it can be a lot of long days. So we appreciate that very much. And you heard in Daphne's words why it's so important to elect her. And I can say, from somebody that's been on both sides, down in Albany and now out in the county, we absolutely have to have a Republican majority in that Senate, just like we need strong voices in the Assembly. Daphne brought up how out of control the Democrats were the last time they were in charge, which was thankfully short-lived. But in that short time, along with what Daphne mentioned, I think they blew through their own internal budget inside their own chamber by about $6 million. It was unbelievable to see how out of control they were. They put, no offense to drunken sailors, they put drunken sailors to shame with the spending that they went through there. It was unbelievable. And to turn them loose again on the people of New York, it's been said many times about America that it's the last best hope of mankind. The Republicans that are running for office this fall are probably the last best hope for New York. We have got to get this done. We have a great ticket, a great team. Assemblyman Ashby, Daphne Jordan, who's going to take over and do a great job in the Senate, Mark Molinaro, John Faso, up and down the ticket. Vote Republican. Get out there. Let's get this done. Thank you all very much for coming.